Okay, great. So I think we're going to go ahead and start this. We decided to do this as a exercise in speed dating. Basically, the concept today is for me to introduce this topic about digital watermarking, and then we're going to have each of the six vendors who are part of the Digital Watermarking Alliance come up and essentially take a few minutes to present their solution, as think of it as almost as an elevator pitch or a dating profile, if you will. And the idea is that you get to swipe right or left. Ideally, not left. But so I'm going to jump in real quick to give a brief intro. I think most of you that are here probably have a good idea about this, but we can spend a few minutes answering some questions if there are any. So what I'm going to do, by the way, I'm Raj Samtani. I've been in this space for a long time. I've dealt with DRM and watermarking technologies for the last 15 years. And so here to just introduce the members of the Digital Watermarking Alliance. I've been helping out the Alliance in the last couple of months to get some industry action going. In fact, we have an article that was published in this most recent MNE journal. If you'd like to read that, I think it's on page 20. Pretty decent article, I think. It talks about what the issues are. But anyway, introduction to digital watermarking. So essentially what we are talking about is to take a signal, it's a technique that takes a signal and embeds a pattern into digital image, video, or audio content. The pattern is dispersed throughout the content in such a way that it's imperceptible to the human eye or inaudible to the human ear. And the purpose is to be able to put in a payload that allows you to track and trace that content once it does get out of the authorized distribution chain, which inevitably, as we know, it will. So where we are today in the world is that as we get to this real proliferation of distribution types of content, for content, what we're finding is that there are more and more opportunities for the content to leak, and watermarks are sort of seen as the sort of last resort because, as we all know, the DRMs get cracked just about as soon as they're put in place. So the concept here is that the watermark then needs to be robust enough to withstand normal changes that are made to the content, either legally or in the case of people that steal the content, illegally. But the concept is that what we want to do is make sure that it survives normal changes, but also digital to analog transformations. And generally, the secret sauce of all these technology vendors is in the detector, and so therefore special detection software is needed to actually detect the watermark once it's been determined that the content actually leaked. What that then begs is the question of monitoring. You do need to actually, once you've embedded the software, you do need to be able to monitor what's going on in the Wild West of the internet to find the leaked files as and when they appear so that you can bring it back and determine the source of the leak. That's the whole purpose here, is to try and curtail the supply of the leaked content. So one note I want to make here, which I kind of put out there, is that we've been hearing about watermarks, and oftentimes people use the word digital watermark interchangeably with visual watermarks. I want to make sure that what we are talking about here and what the members of the Digital Watermarking Alliance are discussing are imperceptible watermarks that are designed to not alter the experience, and therefore a visual overlay for what we see with B2B watermarks or things that our friends like Media Silo put out. That is not what we're talking about here. It's not a visual watermark. It's a invisible watermark. Now, watermarks the interesting thing about the technology is that it's really all about making trade-offs between various different parameters. So you've got this notion of perceptibility, the strength of the watermark that enables it to stick around in the content. So you're trying to optimize for lack of perceptibility and high robustness with the ability to put in a good amount of information within the payload and be able to recover it without having a whole lot of video or audio to process. And you have to also account for the level of computational complexity with respect to the cycles that are available. If you've got things that are put in a device, you want to make sure that it doesn't take up too much CPU cycles and memory. Obviously, the watermark itself needs to be secure so that it can't be removed, and usually keys are used to insert the watermarks. We have issues often in different technologies that are related to the amount of bandwidth and storage that are used, and that does in fact affect the technology. So when you're evaluating different technologies, you have to take these things into account. The other two things that often come into play is that there is some level of encoding that's required. So you need to it depends on the file format that you start with. There's some level of decoding and re-encoding that's required. And there are some technologies that don't require any encoding and re-encoding, but then there may be some issues with respect to whether you can do what is called blind versus non-blind detection. So these are all things, basically these trade-offs are what are required when you're thinking about evaluating technologies that you might encounter in the evaluations that you're doing. The other point that I got to leave you with is that, and this kind of comes down to the fact that the incentives in the industry are not as well aligned as they ought to be, but trying to satisfy all these requirements oftentimes requires a huge investment in R&D. You got to pay people with advanced degrees to make this stuff work. And what that entails often is an understanding in the ecosystem that this is not a technology that you know, it's not the economics are not like one would see in a cloud-based SaaS kind of environment. There's a huge amount of R that goes into it, and the research actually. And so it's important for the industry to be sensitive to these economics. Real quick, I want to give you a basic history of what has happened with watermarking. It's a technology that's been proven. It's been around for 20 years. Started in 1995 with image watermarking. There was an initiative that started in 1998, which was called the Secure Digital Music Initiative. A lot of the old timers in the room that might be sitting here know about what that is. It did fail. Around 2000 was when we started seeing broadcast monitoring, and then there were a bunch of stuff that happened in the music industry. And in 2005 was actually a seminal moment when SMPTE put the Digital Cinema Initiative in place, and at that point, DCI and post-production watermarks became widely used. In 2009, there was a watermarking standard that was published for the payload that was required by the RIAA for music watermarks. And then in 2010, there was some early window experimentation with a few companies. And we've seen all of these technologies kind of mature. And in 2014, we finally saw Movie Labs that came out with the Enhanced Content Protection Guidelines for 4K and UHD content. And those documents are available. But the point is that what I want to leave you with here is a slide that says watermarking is a tried and true technology. It's not something that's new. It's been around for a while. And it really, if you think about the amount of piracy that goes on, it really is a technology that can be seen as a sort of avenue of last resort. Coming back to that Movie Labs document I mentioned, I believe that 2017 is going to be a seminal year because even though the docs were published in 2014, actually end of 2013, became kind of widely available in 2014. And now you see that in most studios are making it a requirement in their licensing contracts for UHD content as well as for early release, early window content. So this has been, I think, this document has been the catalyst for the rest of the ecosystem to be involved, and we've seen some recent moves in the industry that have essentially signaled to the market that watermarking is in fact sort of, this is really the time for watermarking to come out, and today you're gonna see, you know, several of these solutions that can support the UHD requirements. And I think there are also some very important standards and best practices initiatives that are already underway at places like the UHD Forum, as well as within this Digital Watermarking Alliance that I'm talking about today. So really quick, what is the DWA's membership? Here are the six companies that they will all be talking to you today. This group of companies is essentially working together to come up with mechanisms that we can promote the use of digital watermarking around the world, and they're all basically developing system solutions for the adoption of watermarking. And the mission of this organization is to basically create awareness. If you're looking for some white papers and information, you could go to digitalwatermarkingalliance.org, and there's a lot of information about what to do when it's time to actually evaluate and integrate this technology. So now you're going to hear from these folks, and you're going to get a chance, as I said, to review their profiles and swipe right. So have fun. I'm going to start with Content Armor, Eric. We're going to keep it as a sort of speed dating concept and go with, you know, 3 minutes at a time.
Hello, so Eric from Content Armor. I will continue with the French connection because it seems to be a good topic for today. So, I should go that way. So, I think we have 3 minutes, right?
Yeah.
So I try to be quick and give only the main characteristics. So, as Content Armor, we believe we are quite unique in the sense that, as Raj mentioned, we operate directly in the bitstream domain. We believe unique in that part, meaning that we don't need to decode the content. We can operate directly in the bitstream content to insert the mark. So meaning we don't need to do any partial decoding. We just apply the marks for each of your users directly in the bitstream domain. To do so, we have a two-step approach. In the first step, we do an analysis of your content. We don't modify it. We don't re-encode it. We just understand where we can place the marks at the second stage. On that, the second stage that we call embedder, which is quite dumb, which is a very small agent. We read this information that was processed at the first step, and we modify only a few bytes of your content to include the ID that you want to insert in your content. So in the high level, that's the way it works. In terms of security, we believe it's quite secure compared to some of the system in the fact that the way we place the marks are really content dependent, and even more the way the content is encoded. So the same essence with different encoding will lead to different position of the mark in your picture. So in terms of security, we think it gives a good level of security in terms of attacks and security, because we believe that if watermark widespread in terms of usage, we will see also attacks coming more than it has been up to now. A point that is important for us in our system is that most of the complexity and most of the intelligence in the system is this first step. As I said, the second step mainly reads the information and inserts the marks. So it's a very light agent, which is quite easy to insert in your workflow. So I will give an example that we have done with Mediasalo in the CF stream, but basically it's only a few kilobytes of code and a very low memory requirements. In terms of probing, you might know that we come from Technicolor and we have done a kind of MBO, and so we have been tested and used by a number of studios since a while. So they have done robustness testing and visibility testing, evil testing. And recently, we have done a lot of testing with the main conditional access vendors. So we are quite, let's say, proud of our results in that area. Sorry. So in terms of usage, it's mainly we cover fields from content creation, pre-release, let's say post-production, up to end user distribution. I'm going quick. Just, I like it, trying to follow the pace. So I would say it was a perfect fit success thing because we really built on demand. So it means we don't need to generate or duplicate in advance. We really build the visual watermarking on a per-user basis at the time the user requests. So we don't have any additional storage or processing time for their use case, which shows in post-production, I want to individualize each stream that I deliver to each user or each reviewer. What it means in terms of advantages for you guys is that you can now apply watermarking not only for screening, but also in initial step of your post-production chain, meaning dailies or cuts or whatever. 3 minutes. That's the American speed dating, right? In French, we're a bit longer.
Thanks.
Okay, so next, I am Mark Nakano. I'm the Senior Director of Product Marketing and Partnerships for NextGuard. And basically, going with this speed dating thing, we decided to do a dating profile for you guys. Right? So what's our story, right? So this has been a pretty hard year for us. You know, we just went through a breakup. So we were with Civolution for a long time. And in July of this year, we were actually acquired by the Kudelski Group. Right? So we just went through a breakup. So why was Kudelski so attracted to us? I mean, it's basically because it allowed them, by purchasing us, to round out their anti-piracy tool set. And it actually allowed them to actually give more services to their existing customers for video streaming and to strengthen their relationship with content providers, because we're always dealing with the original content providers. We're also the leader in forensic watermarking. So just to give you some statistics and vitals, why would anybody choose us, right? Why would you choose? Look at our customers. Basically, everybody over there, all the major studios, of original content providers, pay TV providers, and here's where our unfair advantages come into play. So we have great looks, our imperceptibility, right, validated by all the Hollywood studios and pay TV providers, and our awesome personality, our robustness has been proven against severe degradation of content. So we can always recover the watermark even though the video gets degraded. So I don't want to scare anybody, but let's say we do get together and we have a kid together, you know, a daughter. I would name her Content. And I can protect Content across her entire life cycle. From birth, we have a pre-release and e-screener watermarking product, to when she's ready to go out in the world after college, we have a digital cinema watermarking product. And even in old age, we have pay TV watermarking for both linear and broadcast, so both linear broadcast and digital streaming. And, you know, we're basically with our acquisition that just happened this year, we're actually able to offer even more services. So protecting our daughter, right? We can now offer complete end-to-end security with conditional access and DRM. Obviously, our watermarking technology, but we also have monitoring and enforcement. So what does this mean? We can protect the content, we can find it when it leaks, and for the dads out there, we can trace it to whoever leaked it. So if you hurt my little girl, I can find you and hunt you down. Thank you. So thank you for your time. We're looking forward to dating you and taking those long walks on the beach together.
I really like your presentation, actually. So I'm Beatrice Lin from South Korea. Our Korea headquarter office. I'm general manager for business development with our content tracker. Who we are, the Markannie. Markannie is a very Korean local company to you, but we actually try to just make our global reach from this year. And we already have 20 years of experience in cybersecurity since our establishment in 1999. already have 3,000 preference in South Korea, U.S., Japan, China, Southeast Asia, Europe, and also some Middle East. And most of our the reference sites is the government and military agencies, also financial institutes and large enterprises and small medium companies too. We also have 150 or more global patents, and half of which is around from is our digital watermark technology. Besides this digital watermark, we also have three other business pillar that comes from the anti-forgery solutions and enterprise or government DRM system for document security, and also our next generation has a surveillance camera with AI technology, and also for CCTV security. Let me go through what is the keywords for content tracker. Since most of you comes from this kind of video industry, so content tracker can support session-based forensic watermark. And also we support 8K UHD resolution. And with the kind of payload capability, we also support 1 trillion or more session or users. And the real-time embedding and fast implementation and integration. And we average the same, like 1 month, since we actually hands-on started for our integration after requirements checked up, and also the algorithm based our SDK can be implemented as is. And also very robust, so we can actually say we comply with industrial standards such as Movie Labs ECP or SESA. And also it's very customizable. That means since our content tracker is very algorithm-based solutions, so according to your requirements, we actually make it combined and make it more enhanced, or just put something out if you don't need that kind of features. So it's very customizable and very lightweight to deliver at your end. So I already covered the first part, and the on-demand detection support means if you have a more like a heavy, extreme attack file, so our detectors on the Amazon Web Server can actually detect as is, but we actually support very continuously and proactively until the time that the attack can be detected. And we also have a very prominent names of the Korean mobile pay TV service providers already, and also OTT. And also, we support audio and image media files together. So it's a Samsung for audio, and computer overdrive will be supported with audio. Your watermark. And this is the last slide. So content tracker streaming and support OTT and premium live content, most cases, and content pay TV is for the UHD, pay TV, and the smart TV. So this algorithm actually come from this our setup box, is a client-based algorithm. And the first one is a more server-side or head-end-based embedder algorithm to say. Okay, thank you very much. And if you have some questions, please feel free to come to us.
Thanks.
Bless you.
All right.
Sorry.
Thank you. Lawrence Lowe from Odetto. Odetto, as you may know, is a world leader in digital platform security. We have over 40 years in protecting video entertainment platforms from conditional access, digital rights management, and as well as having technology in the Blu-ray specification. I've had over 13 years experience in this industry protecting online against online threats for content providers, and again, you know, we see digital watermarking as a key tool in providing the renewability for that technology. So yeah, just to introduce the Odetto watermarking solution, it's Tracemark. It's a field proven forensic solution that is entirely server based. We does not require client level integration, and we see that as an important advantage in that it provides high levels of security as well as faster renewability in deployment. And our solutions are able to create individualized watermark files on the fly. So addresses some of the issues that in deployments where you need to prepare a large number of watermark files in advance. So the preparation takes place in the head end. The unique file is delivered upon request, and then the individualized content goes to the end user. And our philosophy is that watermarking technology, again, as Raj said, it is part of a renewable security solution. So when whatever part you are protecting with watermarking, where we have integrated into the workflow, we're able to not only embed that in an efficient way in your workflow, but also have the services to look for misused files on the internet through illicit streaming devices and through live redistribution mechanisms to actually find the specific user who is pirating and stealing the file and in a very rapid manner helping you take action. And that this end-to-end service in being able to manage that full workflow from insertion to detection and to reaction is where we would like to help you with. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody, for sticking around. I know it's been a long day. It's the last session, the third track of three, and our probably second to last presenter. I think then we only be Graham between you and beer. All right, I'll make it quick. I don't have another choice here. No, that's not my slide. Very similar. All right. I'm Niels Thorwers, VP Advanced Technology, Visvary Matrix. And one thing that's different, we are not primarily a watermarking company. We do CA, we do security. We do that with 850 operators. We do that on a very large scale, and we do that internationally. We add on security, and we have done so very early on, more than 10 years ago. We added the security on, and we combined it because watermarking is only as strong as the security. The security is one link in the chain. How do you deliver the payload? How do you make sure it's embedded? So that's where we started. And we have since applied that to all the networks we do support, which is over the top, which is hybrid and one-way deliveries. And we also have an analytics platform that takes the data and provides analytics. So all of these scenarios require different areas and different domains on how to secure the payload and how to ensure the embedding. And that's where we started, 2005. I came on board in Visvary Matrix. We looked at watermarking technologies that are out there, and I created a new one we call VideoMark that was focused not only being invisible and robust and secure, but we put an emphasis on ease of integration, that we can support set-top boxes. And in 2005, we managed to run watermarking on a set-top box, which was very low power at the time. Since then, the same algorithm has carried us forward to HD, to 4K, to HDR, and now to integration in SoCs, more than 10 SoC vendors that have integrated VideoMark, and that's on the client side. So you can switch it on, you don't need any head-end processing, and the watermark is embedded on the client. This is required for one-way networks, for example, or systems where you don't have the ability to modify anything on the head. So we focus on security, and the software that's running is integrated in the trusted execution environment in the client. So very secure, just like we do the encryption to make sure the watermark is enabled. And we have it. We provide the flexibility to have your focus on a top quality or immediate extraction, depending on whether your content is the latest Ultra HD, 4K content, or live content, where it's most important to quickly extract. So, in addition, we do provide this technology that does the head-end marking, that does allow for quick and lightweight processing at the head-end, allows to reach client devices where we don't have the ability to be integrated in the decoder, like we do in the SoCs. And we provide a full circle, end-to-end monitoring ability where we partner with others that go out, look for content, and have the ability to stop content and stop enforcers. Thanks, Raj. Right. That's it. Cool. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Graham Oakes, CEO of Media Science International. We are a company that globally provides traceability for secure content distribution for audio, video, and image. We have three main products. Our first product is Studio CDN, which is a delivery system either to one person or to many people. We support watermarking automatically. It supports email for marketing and is a totally secure, tried and tested. We deliver probably 1 million unique watermark assets every month. For our screener solution, we have Blue Screen TV. The difference between Studio CDN and Blue Screen is Studio CDN is a push system, whereas for Blue Screen TV, it's a pull system for screeners. Adaptive watermarking, again, fully traceable, and everything with analytics. Our company, WebCapio, is all about actually tracing the assets. Part of the system is when you add an asset with Studio CDN or Blue Screen, it's automatically added into the WebCapio to actually search in the wild for what might happen. So if you know you change your mind, you want to go, what's happening with my asset? Well, we already know. All you have to do is come and ask. It's all there. We have business analytics, and all of this information is just put together in nice, simple, customizable analytics, which are easy to read, and you've got everything there, what you actually want. Our service is fully scalable. It's cloud. It's automated. We don't have to rely on individuals and on people on looking at data. We just simply rely on Amazon having enough servers to keep growing. And if they run out, then I think a lot of us are in a lot of trouble. The whole service is feature-rich and always available for an API as well. Thank you very much.